Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Back live, now into the second hour. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're listening out in California, that'd be 2 to 4, Mountain, 3 to 5, Eastern, that'd be 5 to 7. Thank you so much for joining us. And then we re-podcast it out and stream it out at InfoWars.com for another 24 hours or so for you. All right, Pat Tillman murdered. I've got a lot of global financial news and phone calls. We'll be taking your calls as well. That I want to be going over. But right now, let's talk about Pat Tillman. I mean, this is a guy making millions of dollars a year, very patriotic. He believed the hubbub, the propaganda about Al-Qaeda attacking us on 9/11. His brother joined the military. He said, I'm joining the Army, too. He served with distinction. He was in Iraq. He was in Afghanistan, sent back to Afghanistan. And he saw the same things that Corey Rowe, who's a producer of Loose Change, a good friend of mine, saw with CNN. I mean, they'd go stage events and claim, we just fought Al-Qaeda. We're going to show all of you firing your grenades and shooting machine guns. And they hadn't fought anybody. And it was just staged. They would just say, we just killed Al-Qaeda, and would literally stage these events. Tillman saw that. Generals who weren't under globalist control and colonels went public and said, we would capture top Taliban leaders. And then we would be ordered to release them. It was staged, ladies and gentlemen. I interviewed the CIA section chief at the time. He was all over the news a few years ago. He even admitted that the Taliban, there would be rewards of $25,000 for any member of the Taliban. And so the Taliban itself would go and grab whole villages of rural people who literally didn't have maps, had heard of America as some mythical place. I mean, they've done interviews with these people where they think there's like, you know, it's like Buck Rogers here. They don't even know where it is. I mean, literal cavemen, folks, in Afghanistan. I'm not knocking them. They're just incredibly. This is more primitive than the most primitive places in Africa. Okay? And these people are Stone Age, the ones outside the cities. And they would tell them, oh, we're having a roast of some free sheep or goats and a side of beef. They would come down out of the hills, and they'd grab them as young as 10 years of age and take them to Guantanamo, sell them to the U.S. for $25,000 apiece. I mean, that's mainstream news, by the way. You can go find those accounts. Totally staged, okay? They just basically had a staged fight with their old CIA buddies, the Mujahideen. It wasn't real. They would take farmers and the goat herders, and that's all there is. You can either be a soldier, a goat herder, or an opium dealer, grower. And they would take them and just stick them in the front line. The Northern Alliance would say, we're not allowed to bomb the main lines behind them. We're only allowed to shell, and the Americans only bomb the front line troops. Those are conscripts. Those aren't the Taliban. And it was like, shut your mouth. This is how we take over a country in 2 weeks. The Russians couldn't take over in 9. And the British could never take over. And they would invade for over 100 years and be kicked out. But, oh, magically, it all worked perfectly. That's how sophisticated the globalists are. So Pat Tillman was writing letters about this. He was getting mad. He contacted Noam Chomsky. Misguided, of course, but a controlled leftist at MIT. That might have been his problem. And he wanted to go public when he got back. His brother was already writing letters and going public. And magically, right when he was about to get sent back, he got shot. Now they've had to admit it wasn't 300 yards away. It wasn't 100. It wasn't 50. The story gets, no. It was from about 25 yards away. They just start shooting him. And it hits his body armor. A lot of it goes through, shatters ribs. He falls back. He's got a couple of his guys. He's saying, it's Pat Tillman. What's wrong with you? They keep shooting. He jumps up again. Stop. They shoot at him again. He falls down again. He puts his hand up. They shoot at his hand. This is the full story. Bloody pulp. They walk right up and shoot him 3 times in the head, triple tap. I mean, an inch and a half away with a triple burst M16, folks. The best shots out there with a triple burst. At you know any more than 20 or 30 yards, it's going to be wider than an inch and a half because of the way the cartridge is loaded. And I've looked at the dynamics on this, and I'm son of a shooter myself. the way it's gas powered from the energy of the last shell being expended, that you get serious wobble in it, and you're going to get muzzle rise even with the coolest shooter who knows how to in a relaxed fashion fire. And that's why the forensics experts in the Army were then told to shut up, and the coroner said 10 yards. You actually, what the report says, it says less than 10 yards. Less than 10 yards away, perfect triple tap with expert precision, Delta Force-type precision, because he was wearing a heavy Kevlar helmet. Folks, they shot him right above the eyes. Triple shot right in the forehead, right below the helmet. I mean, whoever this was knew exactly how to kill him. I mean, they did an excellent job. And they'd already shot the living daylights. You know, they sprayed him, and he fell down. They tried to get back up. They shot him again. He'd been shot over and over again by the time they had their way with him, because they were not going to let a former NFL star come back and badmouth this war. He was going to die, and he did die. Now, you could say, well, his unit was jealous of him and fragged him because he would, you know, try to push him harder, and he actually wanted to. He found it was a staged event. He said, this war is totally illegal. This whole thing's a fraud. The info we've got is he's starting to look into 9/11 truth. He wasn't a dumb guy, and he had convictions. Can you imagine Pat Tillman as a 9/11 truther? No. They killed him, folks. You can read the letters he wrote home. They're on PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, it's incredible stuff. And so they killed him. And 95% chance. I mean, it's very low probability that he was fragged by his unit alone. And it looks like special experts were sent in to do this. And the whole thing's been a giant cover-up, and now it's unraveling. And this is very, very serious. Now, on the heels of all of this, go read our report at PrisonPlanet.com, made up of the AP, made up of the actual reports, most of it blacked out. Just the stuff we have I mean, we have the colonel saying they believed it was homicide. They believed it was premeditated murder. And he was relieved. Uh-uh. And they brought in special people. The whole thing was shut down within hours. I mean, this was a big deal. When we break, I'm going to come back and play a clip of Countdown with Keith Overman, where he had Wesley Clark on. And I'm no fan of Rhodes Scholar, New World Order, Attack Serbia, Highway of Death, Wesley Clark, Waco fame. He sent in the Delta Force to kill the Davidians. And we now have that in the congressional report, the Delta Force letter, where they said, okay, we'll follow orders to go in. And they said, this is a non-arrest situation. This is a seek and destroy op. They went in, placed the charge over the church records vault, the one concrete structure where the 30 children were in. It blew the hole in. We have the forensic photos. The children were turned into absolute splattered soup. I mean, they were literally soup in there. They didn't even burn when the building burned down because it was a concrete vault. You know, that's what infantry do. You go in, you put a satchel explosive with a shaped charge on the roof, and it directs all that energy into a confined space and just totally splattered everyone into jelly. Then they people try to get out the back. You've got the flare footage. They're sitting there, infantry positions, behind the Bradley vehicles, machine gunning people. You see the Christmas tree flashes off the end of their muzzles. You see them moving out. You see them firing incendiary devices into the structure. Excellent Delta Force op. Good job, men. So the Americans murdered. Good job. They'll certainly learn next time. And we see the same thing here. So Clark and Overman start talking about, well, the mother thinks he's been murdered. Could it be murder? And Clark says, yeah, it could be. The cover-up looks like it goes all the way to the top. They say it three separate times. Four times. Overman says it twice. He says it twice. And WorldNet Daily does a cover story attacking me, saying it doesn't exist. They just flat out say there was no discussion of murder and no discussion of it going to the top on MSNBC or in the AP. I mean, they just, I don't know what to say. I have a love-hate relationship with Roland Daly. I interview a lot of their writers like Jerome Corsi and others about the North American Union, and they're not as bad as some of the other neocon sites. They'll tell the truth on some issues. But, I mean, they already had to retract two stories about us last year. We made them retract stories. That's in the article. I mean, and they get real mad each time. I mean, I'm not even going to call for retraction this time. I don't want to fight with them. I want them to join the team. I mean, I want to defeat the New World Order here. Come in for the big win, boys. I mean, you've really fallen on your face again. Maybe the hack will shut me up, but it says the WorldNet Daily attempts to debunk Tillman murder of evidence as leftist conspiracy theory. Yeah, I'm about as leftist as Easter Bunny, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about as leftist as George Washington. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Look, I fight the New World Order because I don't like the fact that they run child kidnapping rings, they've devalued our dollar, that they're getting rid of our border, that they're anti-Second Amendment. I don't do this because I want to be some stud radio host or because I want to make documentaries that people know who I am on the street. Frankly, it's annoying. But what's happened is it's gotten basically half the people in the Patriot Movement, the Truth Movement, not the good listeners and people that take action, but, quote, leaders, just frothing in jealousy. Because I'm supposed to just worship them and just give over my radio show, my sponsors, everything else to them, and just literally worship them. and then have them hate me on top of it. And no, I'm just done with all of that. And it's the same thing with WorldNet Daily. They admit in this article, these websites are gigantic and they're evil and everyone's visiting them. And oh, it's so, they can't even hide it anymore. I mean, I'm sorry you're not real conservatives, real libertarians, and we are. I'm sorry you're not real Republicans and Ron Paul is. I'm sorry it makes you look bad. I mean, they wrote an article last year saying Stephen Jones, the physicist, called for a violent insurrection. The guy is like the most soft-spoken, grandfatherly person, and then we went and watched the whole tape that aired on C-SPAN of him. Nothing about violence. Just made up. They had to retract it. Next, I got threatening emails from him about other issues. Then they had to retract something else. We're tired of it. They just made up a front-page story. They're almost as big as the Drudge Report. I mean, millions of people read this, that I'm lying about what was said on Keith Olbermann. And we just said that they said that the evidence points towards murder, that the mother thinks it's murder, that the forensics people think. We were quoting the AP. AP says this. Go read our article. But see, they don't mention any of that. They just say we're leftist liars. I'm not the one for amnesty. I'm not the one for high taxes. I'm not the one for gun control. I'm not the one that signed back onto the UN and UNESCO. I'm not the one. I'm not the one, okay? I'm sorry. I can't be a fake conservative with you. I got offered the big national show. I got offered Limbaugh-dom repeatedly, okay? I can't sell out my country. I can't be like you phony conservatives and just say I'm a conservative and butcher the country. When they kill Pat Tillman, I got to talk about it. When they carry out terror attacks, I got to talk about it. When the CPS grabs kids, I got to talk about it. Republicans and Democrats are not different. They're criminals. Fox News now admits that Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch are funding Hillary and advising her and basically running her campaign. I told you that 5 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. It's fake, folks. It's fake. You understand that? It's the elite trying to pacify you. Let's go to what they actually said on the TV program. But this is a diversion. They claim that Olbermann and Wesley Clark don't talk about murder and how the cover-up of what could be murder going all the way to the top. But see, that's a shill. It says that in the AP. It says in the AP they believe it's murder. That the Army believes it's murder and was told to shut up and cover it up. People have now gotten in trouble over this. Not enough. See, so there's also shills within shills here. This is what they do, man. And you can really tell where people are really stand when they pull stuff like this. Here it is.
Terrell Clark, let me turn from this story. We expected to spend all of our time with you tonight talking about this, but there have been two developments in the Pat Tillman story, a fiasco. There's no other word for it now. And this awful report tonight, parsing through these documents obtained by the Associated Press that indicate that Army investigators were denied permission to see whether or not Pat Tillman's death in Afghanistan as an Army Ranger was a deliberate fragging, was a case of murder, even though the shots were seemingly so close together in his head that they looked to the doctors on the scene that they might have been fired from only 10 yards away. Not only was their access denied here, but the Army lawyers were congratulating themselves in email traffic from keeping this from becoming a criminal investigation. Do you think this case is still wide open?
Absolutely, and it should be. The evidence of some problems is very, very clear. Mary Tillman and the Tillman family have been incredibly courageous in pursuing the truth in this, and the truth is not yet out. If there's even a hint that there was something like a homicide or a murder in this case, it should have been fully investigated and proved or disproved. And we don't really know how far up. Was it the Secretary of Defense's office? Was it the White House? Where did the idea that you shouldn't give any indication of what happened to Tillman, just go ahead and go through with the burial ceremony, give him the Silver Star, where was that idea blessed? You can be sure that that idea did not originate or stop at the 2 or 3 star level. That was someone approved that all the way to the top because Pat Tillman was a political symbol used by the administration when it suited their purposes.
Well, we have assumed from the beginning that that was exactly the scenario, that this possibility that his death from friendly fire would somehow affect, in some way that neither of us has ever been able to understand, somehow affect people's appreciation for his patriotism and sacrifice. Does it not begin to look more and more like that we're going the wrong direction in this, that they were not trying to protect something slightly negative from coming out, but in fact they're protecting the accusation that his mother has made and has not gotten a lot of attention to, that perhaps he was indeed murdered. Were we actually underestimating what was being covered up here?
It's very possible. We just don't know, Keith. I think the responsible thing for the Pentagon to do and for the Congress to do is to demand that the investigation be reopened and people all the way up the chain.
And they go on to talk about murder some more. So there you have it. Now, we took the AP, we took that, we put a report together, and you see, instead of addressing what they said, instead of addressing what the AP said, they just said we're liars. I mean, that is amazing. And see, what happens with these people in the mainline media and the so-called alternative media, the neocon fake alternative media, is they're getting called in their bluff over and over again. That's what we're able to do over and over again. And we're not going to stop, folks. You know, I'll say this. We are on the tip of the spear, folks. I mean, I do more work than anybody in the fight against the New World Order. I got the best team in the fight against the New World Order. We're a small group that we've reached single-handedly, with God's help, tens of millions of people. And that couldn't have happened without you, the listeners, ladies and gentlemen. And A, I want you to be leaders. And B, I want you to realize that if we don't take this country back, the world is going to fall to world government. And it's not going to be pretty. And C, the way you can support us is by spreading the word about this broadcast. I mean, if you're listening on the AM station in upstate New York or Southern California or Tennessee or right here in Central Texas or North Texas, if you're listening to us on an FM transmitter, if you're listening to us on a satellite right now or at Infowars.com or JonesReport.com or PrisonPlanet.tv, that's why we got so many websites, folks, is we've been attacked so many times, and I like to have stuff on different servers, because then they'll attack multiple servers, and that makes it really hard for them. And we're also getting into really expensive content distribution networks, but, I mean, those are just so much money. It'll blow. All these people that play at InfoWar have no idea what it's like. But we're here to engage in a fight with the New World Order. We're here to win it. And we know we can win it. And we see the poll numbers changing. We see the whole structure of the nation changing. The CFR comes out Friday and says we are imploding. Everybody's waking up to us. Globalism could die. The people now, the jig is up. They've now learned what's happening. And I'm asking you right now, ladies and gentlemen, to go to InfoWars.com. To email the website URL to everybody, to tell them, to get our stories every day and post them on Dig and MySpace and show them to your coworkers so they can know the treason, so they can know how the Pentagon murdered Pat Tillman. The evidence is in. We're going to come right back and get into how the globalists are in retreat on a host of issues and take some of your
The disciples asked Jesus.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after this quick break. Stay with us.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, Take notice. It says, worship the beast. This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com. JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective no-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back. I haven't taken a lot of calls today because I had a lot of news I wanted to cover. Well, we got Robert in Canada and James in Indiana, Ted New Jersey, many others that are also holding. James Indiana says Kelman was also robbed. Yeah, they took his uniform and buried it. That's now admitted. And stole his diary. And there was weird units there of soldiers without names and patches. Yeah, it was a black op, folks. Right out of the White House, you can have some. Well, he's about to come back and be anti-war. Kill that little bugger. You can just hear the order coming down. And same thing with Private Lynch. They killed in 1 week four people. Talked about how she didn't save anybody. She cowered in fear. The Pentagon was going, that's a conspiracy theory. That's all lies. And she was still out lying because they told her to. And then people who had survived who had actually seen, one Hispanic fellow had killed a bunch of the Iraqis when they got ambushed in that convoy. He'd been killed, and she did all the things she got awards for. But they wanted to sell women in the military. And so people that had witnessed this were out having, one guy was having a barbecue, nice neighborhood, had a privacy fence. Somebody in a black uniform with a black mask at 20 yards away double-tapped him in the head. And the local police in Phoenix said it was gang activity. People in black ghillie suits double-tapping the head of people in the unit. And then they grabbed one lady and bashed her brains out and threw her off a bridge into a river. They got another guy and drowned him in 2 inches of water. And finally, then one person committed suicide, shot themselves in the back of the head. And then I got on air and I said, people better call Jessica Lynch. I don't know. I'm sure she thought this herself. If she doesn't go public right now, they're going to kill her and say, oh, the hero committed suicide. There was so much pressure. She came out and said, okay, it's all a hoax. It's a fable. They told me to lie. I cowered in fear. They said it was a plan to make women look good. It was all a lie. See, folks, that's Pentagon lies. They've been caught buying billions in fake news. It's been in the news. It's been admitted in mainstream news that they had thousands of reporters in fake news and out planting news. This is not our military. They work for foreign banks. We don't own the country. The British, let me give you the order of the ownership. The British, the French, the Dutch, the Germans, the Japanese, the Arabs. And the Arabs are about to overtake the Japanese. They own this country. They own the military, and they own the police, and they own most of the mayors. And they own the currency. And they've made the decision to get rid of the dollar's value and turn us into a third world country. And every major corporation that we know of is leaving and making their main headquarters in either London or in Dubai. They're leaving. You understand? They're gone. They've slit your throat. They've scammed you. But as long as they flap an American flag in front of your face, you'll like zombies go, oh, America, I love America, oh, oh. I mean, literally, when they're the people killing America and bringing us into a North American Union. Let's take calls and I'll get into the latest North American Union / EU news. It is huge. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, good afternoon.
Thank you for holding, sir.
Yes, I've found a most curious detail which nobody else seems to have noticed on a publicly available thing on YouTube. This is concerning 9/11. I've actually spoken to Dylan Avery at people at Loose Change, and they're looking into it.
Well, thank you, sir. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's a very long piece, which is like of the World Trade Center, which it runs for 26 minutes odd, and the piece on it is only approximately half a second long. It's at 7 minutes and 52 seconds to 7 minutes and 53 seconds, and you actually see two of the cutting charges 1 hour before the collapse of the North Tower. Two of the cutting charges, you actually see them detonate with a bright flash, and then you hear the bang.
Well, there's now hundreds of videos of rings of explosions with white flashes before it starts collapsing, and cops going, look at the bombs, and firefighters going, it's bombs. I mean, they know, boom, 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 and right, and then molten steel, thousands of degrees hotter than what jet fuel burns. People right next to columns that have spewing lava coming out, but the heat's so localized, slag, that it's not even melting human flesh. Precision destruction with thermite and then double jacketed with high-powered plastic explosives. Oh, yes, oh, no, it's all completely normal what happened. But I will definitely check out this new footage. Specifically, yep. What does it show?
It literally shows the tower. This is an hour before it collapses, because the final collapse, of course, any flashes you won't actually get to see, and nobody's actually managed to directly have footage of the flashes. Although
I think you've missed the flash. No, there's footage of flashes.
Right. Well, anyway, we have this. You can actually see it. It's really embarrassing. I've got the number. If you want, I can either give it to you now or alternatively.
Well, just give everybody the headline on the YouTube video, 7 minutes plus in, and people will then be able to go see it with just a keyword search.
Okay. Well, people tried the keyword search. It hasn't worked so far. I've got the.
Well, what's the headline on it say? Just humor
it
me.
It says, what we saw, never before released video of the WTC attack.
What we saw, never before released video of the WTC attack.
And it's 7 minutes 52 seconds to 7 minutes 53, and it ties in on time and everything with people who said they heard explosions at approximately the sky lobbies.
Well, many people, including the hero janitor, one of the last people to get out,
yes.
William Rodriguez, say that before the planes even hit, there's explosions, and people are coming out with, like, skin melting off, and then the planes hit. A lot of bizarre stuff going on. I tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold, and, yeah, specifically, or, I mean, I guess on air, give us this long YouTube URL.
Okay. It's 547-400-6655. 10-11-489-413.
And that's after the / YouTube?
You just put it into on, I think it's either YouTube or Google search, and it will come up.
Okay, Trey says he's seen the video after it was sent to us this week. Thank you, sir. And again, it's listeners who call up and go, the BBC just released on their own webpage archive footage of them saying that Building 7 was blown up before it even fell down 25 minutes. And then we go to the BBC's website, and there it is, them admitting it. hidden in plain view. And it's listeners that call in years ago and said, Larry Silverstein was just on PBS saying they blew up the building, the owner. And then we get that. So it is you who always, the millions of eyes and ears out there that pick up on this. Let's talk to James in Indiana. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
You've got the best show on the planet. Now
I'm just trying to survive here. Yeah, but I'm just fighting the new world order, sir. But thank you.
Okay. Well, this there's some people out there, and there's some people listening right now who believe that hey, Pat Tillman, yeah, it was friendly fire.
Are you kidding? These people still saying he died fighting Al Qaeda.
Well, there's no hope for them. But there are some people who think it was friendly fire. They covered up because they panicked. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is it wasn't just friendly fire, even if you believe that. He was robbed. This makes this different. There's a whole bunch of reasons why this is different. This is one of the main ones. They robbed him. They stole his diary. They destroyed it. They don't do that to everybody.
They also buried the uniform.
Yeah, they did that too. And the other thing is, I was in the military. I've wore Kevlar helmets before. I don't believe he was wearing a helmet when those shots entered his forehead, because you may be real lucky and sneak one in. I don't see how you can get three shots in the forehead wearing a helmet like that. I don't think he had his helmet on.
It comes down right to the eyes. You know, I mean, right to past the eyebrows, right above the eyes. Well, I mean, the point is here, they lied continually, and you heard Wesley Clark. The order to cover this up came from the White House. Generals wouldn't cover this up.
We know Donald Rumsfeld should go to prison just for this alone, because he knew about that cover-up, because there were emails to the President of the United States warning him not to talk about Tillman's death because it was friendly fire. Well, that came from a general. The White House, of course, says they never got that email, and Bush was lucky enough not to talk about how he died. But the chain of command of the military, everybody knows it, they're not going to go over Rumsfeld to go to the President. But Rumsfeld knows about it. That's proof.
Yeah, I mean, the brass isn't going to have a huge cover-up of a football star dying in combat without the president giving the okay, or the vice president, who's the real president. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. We're going to come back into North American news, talk to Joe, Ted, and a few others. A lot of key stuff coming up. Stay with us.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Black Mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
In just 2 days, Terror Storm, special edition, the final cut, 17 minutes of added footage where the BBC admits that they scripted basically blowing up Building 7. FEMA tells us it's fallen because of the fires. They give the official, and there's the building behind them, still standing, and CNN did the same thing. That's just 5 minutes of the 17 new minutes in the over now 3 hour long film, The History of Government Sponsored Terror. You can still get in some stores the first edition that came out a year ago, the second edition, the 2007 edition, special edition. Call it what you will, it's a special edition. Amazing film. Hit stores nationwide. On the 31st? DVD placement in stores is on Tuesdays. This Tuesday at Barnes & Noble, places like that. And it's important because Barnes & Noble's buy just a couple each store. And then if those sell out, they order more, and then more people are able to see it on the shelves. People get all impressed. Ooh, you're in the stores. Yeah, I get about a dollar per DVD that's sold. I actually lose money putting them in the stores. See, if I just sell them on my website, then I get a lot less sales, but I get the sales. But then I make the decision to go with a major distributor where I literally get a fraction of it and where they're discounted, I make about a dollar, and I literally take $100,000 to make Terror Storm and then haven't made the money back yet, though I will soon. It isn't about that. Would I rather hit five times as many people? And most people wouldn't make that business decision. They make the business decision that this is the one place you can get it, and you know. I made the decision, again, taking one for the team. That's what I do. And I'm not tooting my own horn here. It's just that I'm explaining to people the type of sacrifices I've made just to have the film in stores. You'd think that that would be some big boon. And I guess if one ever takes off in the stores and doesn't just do moderately well, it will be. But I literally do that because I'm trying to get the word out. And I've also always taken the capital that we've accrued and put it back into fighting the New World Order, unlike a lot of other people. That's why we've been successful. But it's scary to be this successful against the New World Order because not only does the New World Order hate you, but other people in the, quote, patriot movement start getting really upset because they're not in it for the right reasons. And, see, that's why they haven't been successful. You've got to be in things for the right reasons when you're standing up against evil folks. I mean, I literally am risking my life every day doing this. And and I understand the cost, but I do it because I realize that life is short, and I want to stand up for the people that are weak and the people that are being abused, and I hate tyrants, and I hate to see what the globalists are up to and the things they are doing. So please get Terror Storm in stores everywhere, or if you want to support us, get it at Infowars.com. You can already get it. We're already shipping it at Infowars.com, the special edition that is out right now. And again, spread the word about this broadcast and what we do. I'm going to blitz through your calls quickly. Let's talk to Ted in New Jersey. Ted, you're on the air. Welcome.
How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
I understand you've been at this for a while. I just found you about 3 months ago. I want to say good job, and thanks for not giving up.
Oh, I'll never give up. I'm totally obsessed with this. Are you kidding? I know there's a pack of murdering criminals running things. None of us are safe till we stop them, till they're brought to justice.
That's true.
And I'm not going to listen to their propaganda that we can't fight them or defeat them. Then we might as well just curl up and die if we don't think that we have a hell's chance of beating them. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Just settle down. I've got 2 points to make real quick. My sweetie is from the Lakes region in New Hampshire. We go back and forth there all the time. We were there last weekend, which would be the weekend after, I guess, Ed Brown's party.
Yes, and what'd you see? What happened?
Well, I asked some of the family members and friends of the family, had they heard anything about the Edna Lane Brown saga? And they're like, oh, yeah, the party. That was, they covered that. And I'm like, no, what about the middle of June when they went in there to kill him? And they said, who went in there to kill him? And I said, the federal marshals. And they were just like, oh. So they hadn't heard anything about that. They'll play the party on the TV to make you think they're thumbing their nose at them, but they won't.
I know. That's why I personally... but again, who am I? I'm not supposed to have an opinion. I don't know about the party. Overall, I guess it turned out good, thank God, but I don't know.
That's cool. The other quick point I want to...
Yeah, real fast, sir.
Yeah, I had a chance to see Michael Moore when he was broadcasting live on CNN about his latest movie.
Yes.
I'm not a big follower of him or anything.
But he was admitting the dust is killing the firemen and police, and for that he is courageous. Michael Moore, our reporters talked to him about a month ago, and he said 9/11 could be an inside job, and Michael Moore is now coming around. But you wanted to comment, that video's up on Prison Planet if people want to watch it.
Yeah, I don't know if you know how much of it got cut or edited or whatever, but I saw it live the night he came on as I was eating my dinner, and he was flipping out on Wolf Blitzer because of how they cut stuff out that he says and change around what he says, and it's just...
It's an amazing video clip. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Thank you so much, sir. Interesting to get a perspective from locals in New Hampshire when he was up there visiting. Let's go ahead now and talk to Clark in Canada. Clark, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Clark. Go ahead. You're on the air worldwide, sir.
Yeah, my name is Clark, actually.
Correct? Your name's Clark?
No, Tark.
Okay, Chark. Go ahead, Chark.
Well, I'm a Palestinian, actually.
Yes, sir.
Most of my life in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. And earlier on, you were talking about the Arabs that own part of the Federal Reserve, probably. And I was wondering if you could tell me which families.
Well, when I said own the Federal Reserve, I'm saying own the major institutions. They do, I believe, own some stock in the Federal Reserve, which is privately held predominantly by less than 12 families. But, yeah, the Saudis and that group who set up a deal with the British about 90 years ago are some of the kingpin players. And, I mean, that's well known.
Like the Bin Ladens?
The Bin Ladens are a British intelligence family. They've been serving British intelligence for more than 100 years. That's why they are one of the richest families in the Middle East, and until 9/11 built all U.S. military bases in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, well, my father is actually a subcontractor in Saudi Arabia, and he gets a lot of contracts from the Bin Ladens.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they air-conditioned. Well, I mean, you know all about it. Tell us about it.
Well, right now they're building cities practically in outside of Jeddah and Saudi Arabia. Projects are all over Saudi Arabia. And my father just is getting a lot of work, basically. And a lot of projects are going up. And
it says on my screen you wanted to comment on Dutch and Arab families.
Well, I wanted to ask specifically about the Arab families because I'm kind of interested in making probably documentaries about the treacherous Arabs that have sold our basically our
well,
country.
Pick one. I mean, pick the guy, pick Hosni Mubarak. Pick the Royal House of Shah and all the, most of the princelings. Look at the head of Pakistan, General Pervez Musharraf. I mean, all of them. I mean, if they're not under bombardment or under attack or being demonized, they're in the hip pocket of the New World Order. Call me back next week, sir, and we'll have more time to talk. I'm sorry to all the callers. We're out of time. I've got to hit this at the end of the show. Last week it came out that the mayor of Oklahoma City had signed on to a North American Union plan. And we have the actual document he signed on with over 100 top city leaders 2 years ago. In May of 2004, almost 3 years ago, Internet Archive summary report, and they pledged to create the North American Union And it goes into that, talking about how they would integrate the cities under North American Union law. See, I mean, that's how far along this is. We got the FOIA request last year. This is new. Where they were all saying, we got to keep it secret. We can't let them know global warming's fake, and it's all for a tax. We can't let them know Bush is supporting us. They're going to be meeting next month. Jerome Corsi's going up there. I'm going to have Dr. Corsi on doing live reports on the Sunday show, this show, and on the weekday show. But it's really going on that Sunday. And they've announced the U.S. Army will be there. Mainstream news is up on Prison Planet. And no one is allowed to protest for 18 miles around the major city in French Canada where they're meeting. I mean, they're going to get into the city itself of over 80,000 people. They're going to search each car and check each passport. I mean, a literal Nazi-style, Russian-style control grid. While Bush and the new Canadian Prime Minister and the new Mexican President and others, Calderon, all meet up there, and it's a secret meeting for the NAU. It is a North American Union meeting, and you're not allowed in the city. The press isn't. Press was able beforehand. Mainstream news was able to get hotel rooms, and groups were able to get Canadian groups were able to get hotel rooms in the city, and the Secret Service in Canada and the Royal Mounted Police called them. This is all mainstream news, and said you're not allowed even in the town. I mean, folks, that's Russia. China isn't that bad right now. I mean, how is this freedom? Number one, they're engaged in treason, selling out our countries, and getting rid of our Bill of Rights and Constitution and supplanting it with foreign tribunals, which they control. But then they say you don't have any rights to even come into the city and cover it or protest it. But media is not even allowed. Now, in cities are zones. See, first it's, oh, a free speech zone, and then, oh, you can't even be in the city, and then, oh, we're going to search everyone. I mean, folks, this is, if I wasn't finishing Endgame right now, I already got kidnapped by these people up in Canada when I flied in for Bilderberg. They said, you're here for Bilderberg, we're going to detain you, we're going to arrest you, you may go to prison here. And I said, I'm American, I'm a media. And they said, you are not the media. We didn't, they had French accents, we did not allow you, you piece of trash. Here's another one, parliaments, not voters, to ratify new EU treaty, secret deal, London Telegraph. The new British Prime Minister, EU fraud exposed by letter. He wrote a letter to the head of the EU saying, quote, we have to keep the advances secret from the public. Went on saying we can't let them know that we're bringing England in. God bless you.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Government.